And to Arthur Karas, who is a portfolio manager at the Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group, on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. A nice little bounce for our market, and that was welcome, I think, Arthur. Hello.
Yes, absolutely. Mostly led by the gold shares, in fact, but a nice day.
I mean, and the gold shares, what's firing up the gold shares? The threat of inflation has been around for quite some time. That seems to be, though, what is focusing the mind of investors right now.
I think it's always a couple of different things with gold that you need to look at. I would say that the fact that US dollar has been getting a bit weaker, that tends to result in a stronger gold price, because the gold price has to go up in dollars to maintain its price against the gold price in other currencies. So that would be part of it. So the dollar has been a little bit weaker. There's a lot of talk about inflation, concerns about whether it's going to be a temporary phenomenon. So some people might be getting in ahead of that.
We watch the space. We're going to be, our book review this evening is all about investing in precious metals. Hopefully we're not, the book isn't timed to hit the top of the cycle. We'll see you soon enough. Astral Foods, a good result from a volume point of view, but it costs an awful lot to produce a chicken, and that's been the downfall, I'm afraid.
It's a really tough business to be in. They effectively, they turn maize into protein, into chicken. And as such, they sit between the price of chicken on the shelves, that's not determined by them, and the price of maize, that's also not determined by them. So it's a really tough business between two commodities. If they get that right, if they're in the right part of the cycle, it can be a nice business, a good profitable business. But at the moment, they're suffering because the maize price is going up and the chicken prices just can't go up at a fast enough rate. And as you discussed for part of the interview, the issue of imports is just a long-term ongoing problem for them. If you look at their last set of results on the last page, they give you some detail on where the imports have come from. And in 2019 and 2020, we were importing tons of chicken from countries that included Switzerland, Denmark, Australia, even though most of it does tend to come from Brazil.
And then I'm on to a couple of other stories on the day. Redefine, are they sort of a good bellwether for the entire property industry? Their profits getting smashed. I mean, I suppose we would have expected it, but down by about two-thirds.
I would think that for most investors in the company, not news in these results, because it was well telegraphed by the company, but the fact that they're not paying a dividend, and they're only going to review that again in August, I think, would be a really big deal, because these companies are to a large extent held by funds and investors that are looking for dividend income. The fact that the rentals that they renewed in their portfolio are 16% lower, I think, on average, that's also a sign of how tough that market is, that you've been forced to drop your rental, even though they kept very high percentage of their tenants, they're being forced to renew leases at much lower rates. And the global part, or the international part of their portfolio, is very disappointing. In the comparative period last year, that gave them about 600 plus million rand to distribute. That dropped to zero this year.
Sure. That part of the market is hectic. One part of the market, though, that is doing well is people building up assets. If you've kept your job and you've got some disposable income and some money to invest, you may be doing better than most. And that comes through, I think, in Baldwin Properties, and it comes through in PSG Consult as well, doesn't it?
I think that's very much the K-shaped recovery that some people have coined it. It's if you've kept your job, if you haven't suffered a salary reduction, and you've got an investment, even if it's just your pension fund that tends to be invested in growth assets, then you're probably significantly better off than what you were a year ago. You're paying lower payments on your bond or your car finance or your credit card, and your assets have gone up. You've traveled to work less. You've gone on holiday less, and you're starting to build up excess cash. I think the number globally is in the trillions. But if you've been in one of the industries that's been badly affected by this, hospitality, tourism, any number of other things, and you've lost your job, then you are significantly worse off. So quite a big divergence between those that have done well out of this and those that have done badly.
excess cash. I don't think I've ever suffered from that problem. Arthur Karras, thank you. Portfolio, I'd love to have a problem like that. Portfolio Manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Thank you, Arthur Karras from Old Mutual.